Hey, everybody. I'm still away today, but I will be back in the next episode, as long as I make it back from camping and haven't been eaten by a bear. Luckily, there aren't bears in New Zealand, so that is just my imagination running away. In this episode, I've spoken to the lovely Vanessa Victor. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. Now, this one's called Three Things Done. It was recorded when we were in lockdown in New Zealand, and I think it really speaks to how our minds see something and think a million things are possible and then can get really taken aback when that doesn't happen. But I won't steal all the thunder. Let's dive in. It's a nice short episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey everybody, it's Vanessa here and welcome to My Dyslexic Life. I'm doing my little video from outside today. It's just starting spring here in New Zealand and it's a lovely sunny day. And if you do watch these regularly, you'll know that we are currently in lockdown at the moment. So I just thought I'd come and do this little video outside in the fresh air. Today I wanted to talk about just how debilitating our thinking style can be. I've really been aware of this in myself over the last week or so. As I've said, we are currently in lockdown here in New Zealand, so I've been working from home, obviously. And what I noticed is that every day I'll wake up and think, oh, I'm going to get so much done today. I'm going to get those emails finished. I'm going to get that brochure finished. I'm going to make a video. I'm going to bake some bread, you know, and plus I have client time scheduled in as well. So I kind of wake up every morning with all these grand ideas of what I'm going to get done. And then it gets to the end of the day and I haven't achieved half of what I thought I could. And it was really starting to get on top of me. It was really starting to get me down, you know. Obviously, being in lockdown is a bit of a challenge anyway, but when you add in that dyslexic thinking style we have, which just, you know, we really just see everything that we could possibly do and we really believe we can achieve it. You know, we don't see the time it takes, or we just don't schedule in downtime or lunch, or the fact that, you know, now when we need to go and do the food shopping, it takes me three times as long. So we just don't have this really good sense of what we can get done. But, and I've talked a lot about our sense of time. Today I really wanted to focus on how we really kind of have high expectations of ourselves and we really truly believe that we can get all of these different tasks finished. And how when we don't do that, it kind of starts that sense of failure. And, you know, I really caught myself in the last week and a half doing this. So at the end of each day, I'd look at everything I hadn't done and I'd be feeling stressed because I'm like, oh my God, I still haven't finished those brochures. I need to get those finished. Right, I'll do them tomorrow. And then, of course, they wouldn't get done the next day. So, oh my God, I still haven't done them. Right, okay, I'll do them again tomorrow. No, still haven't got them done. You know, even to the point where I was sitting in bed on Saturday morning trying to get this piece of work finished. And I was just like, this is just ridiculous. You know, I cannot believe I've put so much pressure on myself to get this finished. And it really made me think about how it was really making me feel very unmotivated. So I was feeling very unmotivated. I was feeling like I was just never achieving anything. I was never getting enough done. So I started thinking about what would I say to a client of mine? What would I say if I was a client? And I thought, well, actually what I would say is why don't you choose just three things that you have to get done? Just choose three things. And instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to get all of this stuff done today, think, okay, I'm going to get those three tasks finished today. And then the next day, think the same thing. You know, think instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to get every single thing on my to-do list done, or I'm going to get all of these different jobs done, plus I'm going to do that, plus I'm going to exercise, you know, plus I'm going to, you know, bake something for the family, plus I'm going to, you know, catch up with my girlfriend online, obviously. Just think, what are the three things I'm going to get done today? And what I noticed is after a week and a half of starting to feel a bit low and, you know, starting to go into that dyslexic overthinking, oh, I'm so rubbish, you know, I've promised these people an email and now they haven't heard from me and I still haven't got it done. I started to switch it around and say, okay, these are the three things I'm going to get done today. And then at the end of the day, I can actually feel good about myself. I can actually think I did those three things. And then do three things the next day. And then do three things the next day. And what it means is at the end of the week, you've actually done 15 things. You know, you've done three things every day. Instead of trying to take on too much, trying to think you're going to get everything finished and not actually finishing any of them. So, like I said, I know I have talked a lot about our sense of time, and that is a part of it. So today it was really more about that feeling, how it feels when we don't achieve what we think we're going to. And because we think we can achieve so much, we often have this underlying sense of, I didn't do enough, it wasn't good enough, I should have done more. And really, it's about turning that around. It's about recognizing that that's your natural thinking style, but then just choosing three things. And then at the end of the day, you can congratulate yourself on getting three things done. And then at the end of the week, you would have actually got quite a lot off your list of things to do. And really, it was just about the difference in mindset, that you can shift your mindset. That actually achieving, making something achievable and then achieving it is actually so much better for our mindset. And I just, you know, as dyslexics, we don't naturally have that ability to see what is achievable. Naturally, we always think we can do so much more than we can. So yeah, I just wanted to share with you, you know, although I'm very positive about dyslexia and I want my dyslexic life to be a positive video series, I also wanted to let you know it dyslexia doesn't go away, and there are times when your dyslexic traits interfere with your life more than others. And like I said, I know I'd certainly been struggling with that over the last week and a half. So my goal this week, because it's Monday here in New Zealand, is to just choose three things every day and really focus on getting smaller things, smaller achievable tasks, and actually achieving them rather than giving myself all these kind of grand ideas. Anyway, I hope you guys are all well wherever you are in the world. And thank you so much for watching my dyslexic life. It really means a lot. So I'll see you later.